Mom's Life.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back to all the moms.
We love you.
You know, there was a song that used to go like, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. If you don't know that song,
I don't.
You are not old enough.
Oh, good. Oh, that's fantastic.
You're very young. It's a new week, moms, and I hope you've had a great one. And if you didn't have a good week, don't worry. We're going to make it better for you. Last week, we spoke about parenting a bully or a bullied child. And if you missed that show last week, go back and listen to it, moms.
Yes.
It was awesome.
So today we're speaking about mom's identity, a mom's identity. So moms can look at who they are in many ways,
yeah.
Right? Some moms think their purpose is to bring in the income, to ensure their children get a good education, to be doctors or engineers, to make the world a better place, you know, flutter, flutter. Or some moms think that they are there to stay home and clean the house all day.
Mm.
Bath, feed the kids, sleep, and do it all over again, right?
Yeah.
Some moms don't even know their purpose. So what is a mom's purpose? What is her identity? Let's get chatting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM. Hot presenters,
the best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio. We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up,
we're lifting Jesus. Radio has never been better.
Yes, it's a very important discussion, Denise, that we actually are having today, because the question of who am I or what is my purpose, at some point in life, it hits you hard.
Mm.
And maybe even more so when you start having children.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can get blurry when it comes to, you know, who you think you are versus who maybe the world and everybody else is telling you that you should be or who you are. If someone asks you, who are you? And usually people respond with their titles, you know,
yeah.
With, you know, their function. I'm a mother. I'm a doctor. With positions or whatever it is that they have.
Yeah.
But the identity of a woman in this century is very hard. And, I mean, you have so many voices telling you, you know, what you should look like, how you should look like. And Hollywood being the biggest and the loudest of those voices.
Mm.
And it's hard, right, to actually know who you are. When you have everybody else telling you that, it's insane.
Yeah, yeah. So I found another blog called A Mother Far From Home, and she wrote on how moms lose their identities,
yeah,
right?
That's good.
So she reckons there are five things. So I thought I'd chat around these first couple of ones, or I just picked some. And the first one was moms lose their identity because their lives revolve around their kids.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yes. She tells us that, you know, your life for a season does revolve around your kids. But she also says there is a difference in your daily routine revolving around the kids and the entire meaning of your life.
Mm, that's good.
Revolving around them. I'd like to say that again because I don't know if it came across the way that I needed it to. There's a difference in your daily routine revolving around the kids and the entire meaning of your life revolving around them.
Mm.
So your life doesn't revolve around them. You know, there's a daily routine that perhaps revolves around them because you need to get them bathed, cleaned, homework, whatever. But your life shouldn't revolve around them.
Absolutely.
You can still be on duty 24/7 and be involved in other things,
yeah.
Moms. It's really not that hard. She also gives ideas like adult Bible studies, girls' nights, charity work, or service projects with your kids. Why not go out with your kids? Do that stuff with your kids. This will actually take you from your four walls of your home bubble to a more well-rounded perspective of what life is really about. So it's not just about you staying at home, just, you know, on the kids, doing the kids, all about kids. I'd like to take this further, though. Moms can still go to church.
Absolutely.
Have Bible study. And like she said, community projects. That is visiting people who need a visit, right? Sometimes we think We have to stay at home all the time, not go visit anyone. I remember when I had my boys as babies, when I went to meet another lady friend, you know, somewhere with a problem maybe, having a baby in the room gave them such a joy and upliftment. So it's important to involve the kids into everyday life, because kids are not only there to be a burdensome to you. You know, that's how you may see it sometimes, and I think all of us can.
Yeah.
But to someone else who doesn't have children or who doesn't have a baby, or, you know, they can actually bring so much enjoyment to so many other people. And that can be uplifting too. Before we carry on, Transformed by Alvin Amiri, we will listen to this now.
Yo, it's Incense. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music. You know what it is.
This song is for everybody that tried to hold you to your past mistakes. But in Him we got grace. So tell your haters to let that go. We over that. We've been transformed.
Yeah, what you said right there, Denise, is very important, because, I mean, you can see when you go into a shopping mall with a baby or anywhere, even strangers, everybody actually just warm up and light up when there's a baby around. Everyone is just happy to see a baby.
I am now one of those people.
Exactly. So a baby does bring a lot of joy, and it's not a burden. And there's a song, today I'm all about songs, I don't know why. There's a song by India Arie that says, I am not my hair. I am not my skin. I'm not going to sing the song, but I did.
Okay.
The truth is, we think we are our hair. We think we are our makeup. We think we are, you know, our children, whatever it is that we identify, you know, ourselves as. Once you have children, motherhood becomes your identity, as Denise said. And I can relate to that. When I had children, or my first child, everything revolved around the child. And when my second came, everything revolved around this. I mean, it begins to it revolve around your children as you have more. And I totally neglect certain areas and some other things, you know, in life that life has to offer because we're so busy looking after the kids. And of course, it's a season, as Denise mentioned earlier, it's not for forever that your life revolves around them. But I cared less about how I look like after having kids, to be honest. It was not like the most important thing on my list. If my hair was not in place or if what was where, it did not matter to me. And it's not a life sentence, but it can be if we have the wrong perspective of motherhood. If we look at it wrong, we're going to do it wrong, and everybody else will not want to be a mom because of us.
Yeah, that's so true, though. It, again, comes back to example.
Yeah.
So our blogger's next item, I chose this one. Moms lose their identity because they stop caring about how they look. So like Tando has just said now, but let's look at this, right? This for me goes two ways. I guess, you know, I did stop caring about how I look because it was hard to just make an effort during certain periods. Because you're so tired, right? You just don't want to make the effort. You just want to sleep. Yeah. But some moms may make this, you know, an obsession, right? Again, there is a time where you will just not care, but eventually this will get to you, right? To a place where you begin to compare yourself to other mothers who have fancy nails that match their outfit, or mom and baby who are twinning, right? And you begin to ask yourself, why can't I be like that? Why can't I have a body like that? Or why can't I have hair like hers?
Yeah.
This for me is a big struggle because we put our identity on how we look instead of what we are purposed to do and are called for. So, you know, yes, there's a season where you'll look horrible because you're just so tired. But then there comes a season where you want to look better and now you start comparing yourself, which is not good either.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that our identity is not on how we look and how great everyone else looks, and it should be on our purpose and what we are called for.
No, absolutely. And really, if I can share my testimony with you, like I think I've said before in the show, that 2018 and 2019 was like the year of enlightenment or alignment. I don't know what you want to call it, but God was sorting me out in a lot of things, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
But in 2018, I think towards the end of the year, I felt sick. Like, I mean, when, as a mom, when you're sick, it's not very serious, right?
Yeah.
You're sick. It's, oh, it's nothing big. So I didn't take it seriously as well. I mean, you get sick as a mom and it's like, whatever. And life still needs to carry on. You still need to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're a superwoman. Yeah, but there was one time where I spoke to my pastor about how I wasn't feeling well, but it's been ongoing and ongoing, but not stopping. And then she said to me, you need to go see a doctor. And I thought, nah, I'll be fine, you know. This will pass, just like all the others, you know, the sicknesses, flus, whatever.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it seriously. And then one day she put my husband in the office and said to my husband, can you please take your wife to the doctor tomorrow?
I see. The husbands evolve sometimes because the moms can be very hard-headed.
And say, no, I'm fine. I'll be okay. And my husband did that. So the next day we went to the doctor and she asked me, how are you feeling? So I explained to her I was feeling tired. You know, blocked nose, sore throat, the usual, you know, flu symptoms.
Yeah.
And back then there was no COVID, guys, so I was safe. Yeah. If I went there this time with this, I'll be like, okay, that's not the point. But I was sick, and then she obviously checked and all of that, and she said that I had, my lungs were full of fluids, full of water.
Wow.
And she said it's actually very serious. If I didn't come sooner, it would have been an emergency situation.
Sure.
So she had to put in some injections on me and gave me some medication. And she booked me off the whole week. She said, the whole week you need to relax. You need to do nothing. And again, in a mom's world, how do you sit and do nothing? Even when you're sick, it's like.
Yes.
So I said to myself, you know what? This week I will rest. I won't do anything.
You have to.
I will rest. And so I was determined to actually rest. Here and there I did rest. But there was one morning where the kids went to school. My husband was at work and I was home alone, just laying on the couch. And as I was laying on the couch, you know, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. And it always comes, you know, with he, because he's a person, right? So he asked me a question, do you enjoy being a mom? And I was like, yeah. I mean, who doesn't? I'm like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And then he says, no, really, do you love being a mom? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he says, when last did you buy yourself underwear? And I was like, I had to think because it has been very long. So I was like, maybe about 2 years ago or so. And he asked me, but why? And I'm like, I have kids.
Right?
Like, that was the first response.
It's a real thing, yeah.
I have kids. I mean, the first thing you think about is the kids. You don't go to the shop thinking, oh, I want to buy them. Even if you do, you want to buy yourself something, you end up not buying yourself the things you wanted because you started seeing things. Oh, my child would love that. Oh, my child would do that. And then you start getting things for your kids and we think that, oh, that's so noble.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful mom you are because, you know, I sacrifice for my children. So I thought, what an answer, because as soon as I answered that, I realized where the problem was, that I actually couldn't do certain things for myself because of the kids.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, example of buying lip gloss, you know, buying hand lotion, buying a bag, buying small little things like clothing because of the kids. And it was such a moment of revelation for me because I realized that I'm actually neglecting myself and I'm saying that I have the kids. But actually the kids need to see me well and whole and together as a mom in order for them to see an example of togetherness.
Yeah.
So thinking that looking after them by not doing certain things for myself, I was actually looking at motherhood in the wrong way.
Yes.
So I said when my husband came back from work, so we sat down and I said to him that every month I need 750. And he said, for what? I'm like, just to spend on me. to buy nail polish, to buy lip gloss, to buy perfume. Because I think I was such a girly girl before having kids. I had a handbag and I only had a baby bag.
You know? Yes, that's a real thing.
For the longest
eh?
Of time. No handbag, just that. What's your handbag? My baby bag with nappies and all that.
Yep.
Motherly things.
Lip gloss
in
is
there.
Somewhere in the bottom.
Exactly. Somewhere in the bottom. Somewhere. And if you do find it, it's like.
Oh, no, wait. No, the lip gloss gets replaced with.
Bum cream.
Yeah, bum cream? or what is that other stuff called then? Vaseline.
Oh, yes.
Vaseline or Vaseline. Yes.
That's
lip gloss.
So, really, for me, my eyes were open and I realized that I actually need to start looking after myself so that my kids can, especially Myra, who's a girl, to actually see that when you become a mom, children are not a disturbance.
Yeah.
Like, they are not an interruption.
Yeah.
But when God was speaking to me there, I realized that kids are actually an addition to what you already were. Yeah. So they're not there to minus or take away from you as a mom, but they're actually there to add to,
that's good.
To you. So moms, start looking after yourself. And start doing what you don't let your whole life, like Denise said, revolve around your kids. And now your whole identity is around them. They are an awesome gift from God, not an interruption, not an irritation.
Yeah.
But when we start neglecting ourselves or our identity and who God says we are because of our kids, then it's a problem.
Yeah, that's good. I'm actually so glad that story came up because I thought I was the only one that had that problem where, you know, you're going to a shop for yourself and then there's the clothes for the kids and there's the husband. You're like, I convince myself not to buy for myself. It's just
so
scary.
Noble.
Yes, so noble, you know. And then my husband's like, why don't you get yourself something? Oh, no, because, you know, we didn't have enough money and, you know, I got you something and the kids something. It's like, oh, my word, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Just get yourself something. So it's not a bad idea to spend something on yourself, even if it is a little lip gloss, cheap little lip gloss somewhere. That's fine, ladies. You know, you are allowed. We're going to listen to Reactive from the Supernatural album. It is Broken to Pieces. Thank you.
was kissed with forgiveness, energized and refreshed by the healing you bring. Curse of every betrayal, broken to pieces, every wound released. When it encounters your blood, I cry it for a miracle, and you healed me from the inside out. Faithful to the point of death, betrayed with a kiss. Your drops of blood hitting the ground. Jesus, you broke the curse, your blood absorbing the hurt. Now ecstatic praise fills my mouth. But then I was kissed with forgiveness, energized and refreshed by the healing you bring. Curse of every betrayal, broken to pieces,
shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. Was shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. Was shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. Was shattered, now I'm restored.
Of every betrayal, broken to pieces, every wound released.
What's up, guys? It's Eo in the house. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So, number four, moms lose their identity because their identity revolves around their job, right?
Yeah.
She speaks around how actual jobs may give us the sense of identity.
Mm.
We are good at being a writer, an architect, an accountant, and now they have to be a mother. And it's not as measurable or measurably rewarding than that of a job would be. So in other words, you know, you can measure how great you are in a job, but you can't measure how great you are at motherhood, right?
Mm, sure.
But here's the thing, moms, your job is not your purpose or your identity. Your kids are not your purpose or your identity. Mm-hmm. The way you look is most definitely not your identity.
Yeah.
Who you are in Christ is your identity. And your purpose is to love people and get them to Jesus. That is our purpose. And it starts with our children and filters through to our ministry and our relationships. You see, our whole world revolves around Jesus and relationships. So like Rachel Norman, who is the blogger here, said above, your life involves your children, your job, your ministry, your relationships. Because all of these things point and lead to you speaking the gospel and your testimony on what Jesus did for you. I mean, think about if you didn't have kids and you didn't go through what you went through, you wouldn't be able to testify to another mom. Mm-hmm. That's ministry. That's leading them to Jesus. Someone coming to you going, sure, I want to be just like that. How do you do it? I do it through Jesus. And you can get them to the cross.
No, good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. The only person that can say, you know, anything about your identity or your purpose is the person that made you.
Yeah.
And you think about it, when whoever invented the microwave, they identified that I'm going to call this the microwave, and it's got purpose and features and things only a microwave can do.
Yeah.
You cannot try and get that microwave to be an iron. It will never happen. Because by design, it was fashioned to warm food, you know, to cook easy meals and all of that, and it is very good at that.
Yeah.
So we're going to close with Genesis 1, verse 27, and it says, so God created men in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them.
Yeah.
And right here, God is saying, I created you. I fashioned you in my image and in my likeness.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be looking like anyone else or something else other than what God already designed in you. So when we speak about image, right, it's an outward appearance, and God made us look like him, not to look like other people. So moms, don't look to find your identity, you know, in anything else other than God, the one who made you.
That's
and
good.
Jeremiah 29 verse 11 affirms this. So God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Yes.
Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God says, I know. So he's not guessing and he knows the plans. So stop looking at limited human beings to tell you, you know, what you need to do with your life or your job or how you need to raise your kids. But God says, I know the plans. So he already knows them. So we should be coming to the one who knows the plans, and he will reveal our purpose to us, and he'll reveal our identity to us.
That is so good. That is so good. So we hope that this has encouraged you just from an identity perspective and what you think or thought your purpose was. So this week, go and meditate on that. Go and meditate on Genesis 1 verse 27 and Jeremiah 29:11, and understand where your purpose is. It's in God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Tando. Okay, team glory. Okay, everyone else that is listening, we will see you next week for another awesome topic.
We'll
see you next week. Let us know what you want to hear, or if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. But we're going to tap out with a song called Beautiful, featuring Francesca Battistelli.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
All that I